By the child.
Yeah, the child calls the adult what? That's mine.
Mm.
Okay. Anything like play mama or play daddy?
Oh, yes, I heard that. That's the play mother, play daddy.
Yeah. That would not be a relative or anything.
No.
What about a name for a group of children that you grew up with, played a lot with, and you considered yourselves very close, kind of a unit? You'd say that's my...
That's my peer group.
Now, you probably wouldn't use that if you were a child, would you?
Those are my friends, and those are my playmates.
Okay. Did you ever have anything like a gang?
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That word gang, does it have any kind of... derogatory connotation to you?
In the past it has, because I associated gangs with violence. Mm-hmm. But since then, you know, there can be a group of people that consider themselves a gang and they aren't really
mm-hmm.
out to injure anyone or
mm-hmm.
destroy anything.
Okay, fine. All right, what about a name for a word game that you might have heard played when you were growing up? Was it one person usually said something bad about the other one's mother, and then he in turn said something bad about the other one's mother, and sometimes it ended in a fight.
These are called dozens.
Yeah.
I don't know how to spell.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever play that?
No.
Is that restricted to boys, or do girls play that?
The girls play?
Mm-hmm. And it was just called the dozens?
As I can remember.
Mm-hmm. Is that accurate the way I described it?
Yeah, they said you're playing the dozen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was a new one on me.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with that.
Excuse me for changing subject, but how many interviews have you done? You personally?
About 80.
And that was new?
Yeah.
How many new?
Well, naturally I picked it up from other people, but when I was growing up,
yeah.
I wasn't familiar with that.
Yeah.
I don't think I led a sheltered existence or anything. I just... One for me, then. Okay. Let's say if a new kid moved into the neighborhood, was there anything that he had to do more or less to prove himself before he would be accepted by the other kids?
I understand that they have to be initiated in some form, but I don't know about this, because at my neighborhood, they moved here. I didn't know it until I fell in at school.
Yeah.
And they were accepted by me.
Okay. But you've heard of
initiation, yeah.
Okay. All right. Since we're on the subject of what you did as a child, tell me about some of the games that you played as a child.
I jumped rope, played hopscotch. Oh, let's see. I'm sure at one point I played hide and seek. That's about it.
Any special running games that had
night? We played softball. That was running in there. That's it.
Were there any where you everybody got in a ring? Circled up?
Oh, we played what? London Bridges, I forgot. I said, what is this one about? Oh, I can't remember.
Little Sally Walker.
I've heard of that one. Little Sally Walker.
Is that a ring game?
Yes. Yeah, that's one.
Okay. What about any games played with a tin can?
I didn't play it.
Okay, what about Jacks?
Oh, yeah, I played Jacks.
All right. What about anything with marbles?
Chinese checkers.
Mm-hmm.
Regular checkers. Mm-hmm. I played those because they were awesome.
Would you ever say that you were shooting marbles?
Oh, no, I never shoot marbles. I thought it was just sinful.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. My dad.
Would it bother you as a mother if your child shot marbles?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Any kind of games that you play with knives?
No.
Mumbly tag?
You said knives?
Yeah.
K-N-I-F-E?
Yeah.
I'm here, I'll be here.